Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap from me, Paige Estrutori, representing Financial Services Online, your premier location for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. It's Friday, March 22, 2024. Beginning today's news roundup, Australia's economic landscape is poised for a significant shift, with looming interest rate cuts in response to new challenges. Experts are foreseeing a potential 6 to 8 rate reductions by the Reserve Bank over the next year and a half as we grapple with the rise in unemployment and an economic slowdown. Our nation's economic stability is set to be tested by factors including, but not limited to, China's decreasing growth impacting our mining exports and disruption to jobs through advancements in artificial intelligence. This range of issues, combined with our dependence on labor growth via immigration, could strain wages, living standards, and governmental budgets. As our economy weathers this storm, we may see the RBA employ tactics such as weakened currency and interest rate cuts. Next, in the realm of insurance, transparency concerns are brewing in the strata sector. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ASIL, has reported multiple unsettled incidents, calling for sweeping reforms. They've pinpointed 146 instances for regulators to examine more closely. They also encourage public feedback. If you have been affected by the unregulated practices, or if you know someone who has, ASIL has opened an online survey that will be active until April 3rd. In the meantime, the Strata Community Association is developing a best practice guide to improve clarity in the sector. Moving on to superannuation news, there's good news for fund holders as Chant West reports a robust surge in super growth, peaking at a 1.9% increase last February. This surge brings a healthy 6.7% return in the current financial year, a product of thriving international share markets. While our homegrown market saw modest growth, expert Mano Mohankumar underlines the value of diversified long-term investment strategies in these fluctuating times. Navigate to financialservicesonline.com.au for more details. To bring today's bulletin to a close, we examine the effusive field of disaster insurance. The Treasury agrees with the recent calls for standardization of insurance terms for disasters like floods, but cautions that it's not a complete solution. In the wake of the devastating floods of 2022, the call for clarity in defining terms has become more urgent, but the complexities in determining coverages and distinguishing types of natural catastrophes persist. The Insurance Council of Australia is making strides towards defining insurance terms, but challenges remain. That's it for today's wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your destination for finance, insurance, and money management needs. Develop your financial insights further on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this has been Paige Estrutori.